At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's finally arrived. The long-awaited, highly anticipated Filthy Fellas Sports Day is on your desk. Who am I? I'm Don Strapsy, a.k.a. Don Motson, and it's a pleasure to be in the gantry today to guide you through the madness that is about to unfold. We have five old-school challenges to take part in, tug-of-war being one of them. We will find out if strength or strategy reigns supreme. After that, two-touch, at your feet, let it go. Who's got composure? Big G in between the sticks, looking to spoil the party. 100 meter sprint, hammy's on the line, but it's all for the badge. Filthy Fellas Sports Day.
That's the news, bro.
Well, go on, man. Filthy. Got big Joel Bear in the building, man. Lovely to hear you. Yeah. Come on, man. Joel.
Come on, come on.
Come on, man. I'm happy to present you with the Premier League trophy.
Thank you, I'll take that.
And the medal.
Nah, don't make me wear it.
Tell him exactly. Tell him. Wear it if you want. You.
What, you're going to do that so early?
Yeah, don't worry.
Do it early.
We can
I'll take the mini trophy.
Alright, you know what they say in boxing? They say don't touch the belt,
bro. We're winning it anyway, so it's all good anyway.
Don't
man.
Touch it.
No problem.
It. But he made him touch it, though.
No, I didn't. No, it's been pre-planned.
Bro, you made him
pre-planned.
I'm all right with that, bro, because we're winning it, no doubt. Don't you believe?
We're winning it. Of course, I believe. Bro.
All right, cool. Come on, man.
Can I ask a question, though?
Go on.
And you didn't want to take it last week.
Let me ask you a question.
No, man.
Go on, Dan.
What's different this year to all the other years?
Probably got the best squad in the league for sure.
You don't think you had overall that last year?
Nah, no way. Now we've got Mascara's backup.
Yeah. That's just backup.
That's just backup. Not including the fact that we've got the best defense already. We've got Calafiori actually fit. We've got, like I said, Mascara. You've come in now. We've got Eze.
So you always thought this was a personnel problem, yeah?
Yeah, I think.
Not a personality problem.
I think it was two things. I think when you look at Mikel, I think he might not have had the grit in the beginning. But now, losing out for the last 3 years, there's a hunger there that no one can stop.
Is it like third time lucky or fourth time lucky?
I think fourth time lucky still.
Yeah, I've never heard of that saying.
How many losses in 8 games? Six? Six losses in 8 games, yeah. Though. Six losses in 8 games. All right,
cool. Is there not a part of you that just feels like you've been here before?
Like, yeah.
Nine, 10 games.
But you can't deny that our squad right now, you were saying offline, Marks, probably one of the best squads.
I think it's one of the most complete squads.
We've got to nod VPN ad before we even do this. I like where this episode's like going.
Finally,
yeah.
Some sense.
Like,
yes. Jesus, this is the ballers talking.
Yeah.
Except Philippe.
Menace is a baller.
This episode of Filthy Fellas is brought to you by NordVPN, the world's leading VPN and the best VPN for 2025.
NordVPN, inside.
When you're away for business or leisure, NordVPN lets you watch all your streaming services, and most importantly, it lets you watch your football. It's the fastest VPN in the world, so no lagging or buffering.
You was away?
Yeah, I was away. I was in Marrakesh. I needed that because I was watching the Chelsea game where we lost.
Sunderland, man. Big up the Waysiders.
Is that what it is? Wayside?
It's safe. Your online identity, bank details, etc. are safe with NordVPN. Privacy, and you will have no digital footprint. It's safe and tailored to your needs. One NordVPN account can be used on up to 10 devices.
What?
That is funny, though.
10? 10. Bruh. Okay.
And that's not it, boys. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/filthyfellas. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the podcast description box below.
NordVPN, inside.
Anyway, boys, remember the 5th of November when Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the people.
Who's Guy Fawkes again?
He's the guy that tried to blow up the people.
What people?
Don't you remember the signature?
The government, bro.
He had this proper shaky signature in it because they was on him, yeah.
Houses of Parliament.
It was like Oliver Cromwell and them, man, I think he was beefing.
Do we celebrate Guy Fawkes because he was trying to do the mad thing to the government and they obviously won and mash him up? And do you think they're trying to throw that in our faces to show that, yo, if you lot try it, this is how you end up.
Cowing.
Bare fireworks in your memory.
I didn't even know we were celebrating them.
I didn't know it was a celebration either. But I do know this, and not many people remember this. So obviously, you know, I got the Nostalgia podcast back in the days. I'm catched it on the STM network right now.
I need to come on that.
Yeah, you do need to come on. All of you do, right? Anyway, but I'm on that and we talk about old school. One of the old school things we spoke about, which no one remembered, was Penny for the Guy. Did no one do that?
I remember that.
What
so,
is that
so we
again?
Used to make up a Guy Fawkes
and not,
and we
not,
put him in like a
pulley. A pulley.
A pulley.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you sit him down and then people would come past and give you
little bags. What do you make up a guy? What do you, what?
So you,
like,
so you make him up.
Bags and like pillows. Like, it'd be like a, it's like a scarecrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have him in like a little pulley.
Or
a
pushchair. You know what? In 1967, they was doing that. they was doing
no,
it.
No, no, no. You was there still.
I weren't.
You was definitely there.
And then.
You was there.
At the end of that.
Came Rose.
On bonfire night. So that you do that leading up. And you'd go out, take it out every day, like the 3-4 days in a row. And on bonfire night, you'd chuck Guy Fawkes onto the fire.
Fire, yeah.
Which now you're deep in there, that's quite mad.
That's what I'm saying. The
is, that
government,
they, is that how they killed
that's
him?
What I'm saying. The government is making you do that. They did, they bun him. So the government is basically, the government-
hey, government bun him?
Yes, yes, bro, the government, bro. The whole point of Guy Fawkes is the government's trying to show you that if you try test us, we'll move to you
maybe,
and we'll
maybe
just
maybe back
have...
in the day, no one know. I'll be honest with you, no one celebrated.
What he tried to do was bar me though, innit?
Like, he poured the gunpowder down there.
From when you're rolling with gunpowder, you're going to get a big charge.
Not
you know
like
I mean?
That, not like that. But my Guy Fawkes for me, I rate his efforts, innit? I appreciate what he's trying
to do. He's a terrorist, bro.
No, he wasn't.
He probably wasn't.
Domestic he was terrorist.
To, he was trying to do it just for terrorist. The greater good. Weren't he good?
I don't think blowing up places is good.
No, but he was doing it because it's like, yo, government, yo.
The thing is, yeah, motive.
You're not dealing with the people right now. The people them's in the factory. Mash up, plague. Was plague around? Plague, there might have been plague.
Probably, plague and thing.
So, someone's got to do it. You get me? Yeah, we can fight for something, boy, but someone's got to do the T-shirt.
Bro, in Peaky Blinders days, the them union dons that was against the government.
But it wasn't the
I was
union
on their side,
bro. We're talking about like Peaky Blinders.
That's what.
What the union?
When was the
1600s?
When was Peaky Blinders? 1800s, isn't it? 1920. Yeah. I hear it still. Little bit. It's just a little
1600s,
bit.
1600s, bro. Like Europe was. You could walk to France, bro. There was no water in between.
What?
Really?
Probably like
really?
Is that what you think it was?
Land bridges, bro.
Land bridges.
Land bridges.
You don't think those things existed before?
Right, you got
in 1600.
I don't know when, but they
nah,
did.
Man, that was in dinosaur days.
Bro. But then they just go over like lakes and that. Not lakes. Like a little
you river. Couldn't walk to France you in, walk in to the 1600s.
We don't know 1600.
Yes, we do, bro.
How?
That's Napoleon.
Was you
and
there?
Man.
Yeah, and that's.
All right, Guy Fawkes weren't fighting for you, man.
He was fighting for the.
Are
people.
You Catholic?
No.
No, okay. He didn't business about you. He was on the Catholic floor.
Whoever the other side was to the government, that's what I would have been back then, innit?
No, yeah. You're not Catholic,
he was,
though.
He was fighting, he was on the Catholic floor.
I would have been.
What, you're against, like, free NHS?
So you'd be and that's why we they celebrate it to celebrate the fact that. The assassination attempt or whatever he was trying to do didn't work, innit? That's what we celebrate.
He was trying to blow. Was he trying to blow?
Bro, trying to blow up Parliament and yeah.
So we would be.
I don't believe it. Really. I don't believe them.
We always talk about guys.
£1,600.
But bro, how many people must have helped?
That's not a lot of money, what? Though.
No.
£1,600 back in the day, in 1600s. You know what that was?
Money in weight of fire of gunpowder.
You're talking about butter.
Oh, wow.
How? But you know what it is? Like, they've blamed it on him.
Yeah, someone else was
I reckon him. He just got nabbed at the scene. Like, it wasn't even him. Like, because...
Oh, conspiracy theory.
No, he was covered in gunpowder.
No, but I'm saying, like, 1,600 pounds of gunpowder. It wasn't just him, you know?
Yeah. How are you getting that in there alone? You got to get in that 1,600 times, you bring £1 in at a time, innit? Like,
he must have... Did he not work for the government? How did he get in that building?
Who is he?
And now, them time, they had no security, bro.
Hey, listen. Loons told me that he got in the building, he had a key card.
The key card. I'm right. Listen, end of the day, security was built because of that. Like everywhere you could have just gone in.
There was
You could have walked into Buckingham Palace, said Wagwan Queen, Wagwan Queen. They didn't know about security.
Are you high, bro?
It was a king then, brother.
Everyone Wagwan needed one queen. Of these. If you have one of these,
you could get in anywhere.
Like, and they knew, don't test.
You ain't seen Prince of Egypt and all them. Yeah, nah, there's bare security, bro. Back in the day, security is from thousands of years ago.
Like, there's a reason why the man don't talk history.
Yeah, exactly. I know what I'm talking about, bro. What are you talking
about? Egyptians.
Hey, you know what? Production's trying to make us look dumb.
No, they're not. Don't speak for yourself. We've come with facts.
Ah, shut up, man.
Yeah, we have. What are you talking about?
I just told you the weight of the gunpowder. I told you Harry died.
My Lambridges, bro.
What the hell? You said you could walk to France.
Lambridges.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that is good on this phone.
Man's talking about land bridges.
To France.
Man said they were walking to matches back in the day. Bro.
Was he Googling? Was he checking?
Land bridges in Europe.
What? Land bridges?
Read it out. Go on. Historically, land bridges connected Europe and Asia across the land.
When?
And specific bridges.
It's irrelevant.
Right. No, it isn't.
UK land bridge is also a name modern ferry route, but it used to be, there used to be a land bridge for England to France, and now it's occupied by ferries. Shut your bitch ass up.
Tell me when, bro.
He's right, though.
No, say it, brother.
Leave me alone, I don't care when. I just asked the question.
No, you said you could walk to France then.
Gee, on a land bridge thing, that's the other day, bro.
You can swim there,
1600s.
Though.
You can swim there.
Channel thing, yeah.
Wait. 8,001, the Doggerland, from Britain to mainland Europe during the last, 8,150 years ago.
See? That is not 1600. That is nowhere near 1600.
8,000
years ago.
Get your man.
Bro, 2,000.
Bro, Jesus was 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. How long have humans been around for?
I don't know. 8,000, 10,000 years?
Nah. What? Way more than that. Millions. Bro.
It's like 30,000.
Bro, it's millions. Bro, come on, man.
You think we've been here for millions?
Yeah, bro. Yes. Millions, bro.
We ain't been here for
millions. We ain't been here for millions of years. What?
I reckon we have.
Not millions, brother, Joel.
How long ago were dinosaurs here?
You went to the science museum there and you saw they put the skull there.
Nah, man.
We're about 30,000 years.
No, we're a lot. We were both very wrong. 300,000 years. 300,000.
Man said 8,000.
I said 30,000. Can I say
something? Homo sapiens have been there since 300,000 years.
Not us.
Bro, it depends if you believe. Listen to the Bible.
You ain't completely wrong, though, with the whole... You know what I mean?
Thanks, man.
Hey,
I didn't know that.
Don't want to rev him up, mate. Trust me.
Nah, but
I know my stuff-ish. You know what I'm saying?
But you was 8,000 years out.
So what? No, I was... If you
we are Homo sapiens.
7,500.
We're Homo sapiens.
Yeah, but we leveled. We leveled.
We are Homo sapiens.
Evolution, that's the word.
Natural selection.
It's evolution.
Natural selection.
According to, like, biblically, humans have only been here for like 6,000 years.
Thank you. You're an idiot, bro.
Bro, I'm just saying, there was no way we've been here for 8 billion years.
Anyway.
Boy.
Like, anyway,
boys. Well, the earth is anyway.
It's maybe a football show. Joe, come, man. God. Pause, yeah, man.
All right, chill, yeah, man. Chill, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Put this right here,
man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Energy. Why not?
10 game.
Why not?
He's playing mind games.
I don't know why you're doing that when Liverpool have picked up their first Premier League points in 42 days.
That's an achievement.
And you're handing things away. You don't have a little bit of belief now, bro.
No, I'm saying it's yours to lose. He believes it.
You're the champion. It's yours to lose.
If Liverpool was to win it, it would be one of the greatest title wins ever. Do you get what I'm saying? Because it's win... Do you know what I'm saying?
You see the way you're handing it over? You see the way you're handing it over? Do you believe in the fact that we can win the league this year?
I believe that it's yours to lose.
Do you think we're going to win it, yes or no?
Do I believe you're going to win it? I have a belief similar to Dan's.
What?
What's that? What's that?
That's a new one. You tried a new one.
Dan knows it's up here.
I know. I get it.
You love moaning about people talking about other people's opinions.
It's the same thing that happens every year with Arsenal, just in different ways.
So you don't think they're going to win it, is what you're saying?
Honestly, I've got the same belief as him.
Yeah, but we're asking you.
And I just said, that's my answer. It's not hard, and he's going to explain it.
Let's talk about the Liverpool game. Obviously, you beat Villa 2-0 at Anfield.
Yeah, man.
You were gifted an opening goal.
I think most goals come from mistakes, though.
No, they don't.
That is stinks. Wirtz got his first Premier League assist.
Did he?
Listen, it's definitely contentious because it took two deflections.
Yeah, but
on the way,
how the goal goes in,
in. Work. But it is a, I think two deflections, mate. The second deflection is own goal.
Hey,
own goal.
You can't have two.
Loons.
Own goal.
So you've given over the trophy. You act like you're not emotionally charged, but you're very, you're reacting to everything we've been saying.
No, that's okay.
All I'm saying is, that's cool. Yeah. All I'm saying is, okay. Your record signing just got his first assist and you didn't even know.
Oh no, no, I didn't, I weren't gonna put it to him.
He's not the record signing?
The other guys ain't, other guy ain't done nothing
second.
Yet.
Sorry.
He ain't done nothing yet.
Focus.
Hey, did Isaac play?
No, he's injured, isn't he?
Hey, and going back, did I not say Isaac was...
No, you did. You,
what,
you,
surplus? What did you say?
I said he's not elite levels yet. He's got to do, he's got to get the move and he's got to perform under the pressure. And he hasn't done it
yet. Do you know what it is, yeah? I reckon, yeah, Ekitike has got more character.
There you go.
Than, you know.
There you go.
I think he's got a bigger ceiling. But that's not what we're doing here. Right now.
Why are we doing
why?
That?
Why can't we do it here?
Because we were just talking about something quickly else and I was trying to... Let's talk about Ekitike.
Your fan base should be ashamed of itself, by the way, because you don't want to drop Salah and stuff like that as if he ain't won leagues for you in that.
Yeah, but look. Like,
your fan base is disgusting.
Joel.
Disgusting.
Joel, as an Arsenal fan,
yeah,
you can't talk to me about sentiment and what's disgusting and what's not.
I can.
Yeah? No.
Do you know why?
You lot flew... Let me just say one
second. Go on, then.
You lot flew a plane over the stadium that the man built and said, get Wenger out.
But
he built that bitch.
Hang on a minute, though.
How many
years after was the last time he won the title? What I'm saying
irrelevant.
Is, the man won the title for you lot like 4 or 5 months ago, and you lot don't want him anymore. Ridiculous.
What, you don't want Slot? You lot don't want Slot?
I said it in the last episode. The fact that he's going with this Slot out is insane.
I didn't say
to me.
Is that what he's on?
Basically.
No,
He was saying it's the next step.
You're a bad guy, Mars.
He was saying it's the next step.
Hey, thank you, Lippy.
Are you doing that? Is he doing a hokey pokey?
You liar. Listen to Lippy.
He said if they lose to Real Madrid, he's got a goal.
No, I didn't. I said if he loses to Villa, Real Madrid and City, he has a goal.
Listen, boys.
Hey.
I'm sorry, yeah. I've got
this is it.
I can't like take. We gotta take the trophy away from you. You know what? I just remembered, bro.
God.
That video when you're celebrating, you got the little trophy. Nah, take it.
That's
away.
That's what I'm talking about. This is part of branding.
Oh, that
it's
video,
yours, man. But I'm here.
You know how much man said that to me? That's our heartbreak video. You know, they killed us.
While we got him here, we could even do an intervention with him. We're not going to do it, but he's done some madness over the years as an Arsenal fan, isn't it? Let's be real. We could bring him to here and do an intervention on Joel.
Yeah.
No, but you're the main one. The main one. You represent us.
His biggest one though. Come on, man. We all saw it when
that's
he was
not
on.
The biggest, but
no,
God.
It was one of the biggest recent ones. Most biggest recent one. He's on the show with Rio and Steve and HMRC. Steve says, yeah, if Robbie Keane was playing football today, he would have won a Ballon d'Or. This is him. Yeah.
I told you.
Robbie Keane. What's the Jared Bowen.
Hold on. Heart, yeah. Let him land. What's the reason
Filthy
for that?
Filthy fans, this sounds like an excuse. Big man ting, there was an internet lag.
See?
Like, honestly, yeah.
He's lagging.
When Steve's talking.
He was nodding to the last question.
No, because if he said Ballon d'Or nominee, I can see it because anyone can get nominated for Ballon d'Or nominee. You know what I mean?
Winner never came
but to win. Come on, man. That's too much.
You're saying it on filth because
nah,
it's the ghetto.
On, man. That's too much.
Crazy.
Nah, that's
too much. Quality,
man.
Though.
No, he was sick. Ballon d'Or.
But the glitch
winner.
Made it look like you said yes.
Yeah. I couldn't hear Steve because I'm going like that. Don't forget, he's in Manchester. I'm going like that.
So,
and I'm in London.
Yeah. Nah, you need NordVPN for that.
Fiber optics.
You need NordVPN so they think you're in Sheffield.
Fair enough.
You get better connection.
You know, sometimes you can agree with a man like 80% of the time, then they just go left.
No, but I'll be honest.
You know, that's a journalism thing.
Lunes, man, do that with you every week, bro. What do you mean? I'll be saying yeah, and then you'll just go left, and it's too late.
You gotta change. Yeah.
I'm here.
Me. Like how?
You're my dog. I can't leave you on a run by
yourself.
That's
Margs, bro. That's these man.
I don't agree with
these
Margs,
man pushing Delit in the top 10 centre backs in the league and 40.
Hey, what do you mean?
Yeah, it ain't happened yet, but how can he not be?
Leans, the league table, man. How's it looking? Because obviously. The last time I got 3 points with these man.
Do you had a drink?
You had a little drink. You got a drink on you, bro.
No, man. Pull up. Did you win on the weekend, Dan?
You want some rum?
Yeah, they did.
You win.
3 points, drink.
3 points, everybody, man. Everybody. No, that's what they busted.
Yeah.
You didn't lose.
I mean,
No, no, you didn't get 3 points. Oh, Steve-O can have a 3-point drink as well.
Yeah, for one.
Good win.
Yeah,
well done, good man. Win.
Rum, man.
You got the rum?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3-point drink is crazy.
Good win. Good win. Good win.
Great win, man.
Big
but
one still.
Obviously.
No. Not the bag, rum. Not the bag, rum.
Give Joel a glass.
You're not popping down the show, man. You're not popping the show down, man.
He made a man sub in 3 minutes.
Well, is that the spicy thing?
Yeah.
Why did you just roll with it everywhere?
Yeah.
Bro, it's with you every week.
Ready to dash it in the right eye. Listen, Loons, how are you feeling about the league table?
Bro, after our worst 7-8 games, how many games? 8 games?
Talk six losses and 8 games.
Yeah, but 8, because it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Talk on it, man.
2 wins in 8 or something. So after super, in the history of Premier League, our worst, and Manchester United's best. What? 8 games.
You can't keep Manchester.
Brother, is it my name, Depande? This is part of my speech. Why are you getting upset? Don't be triggered until I land.
It's not about
don't
triggering.
Be triggered until I land.
It's not about triggering. I'm just saying, why can't he keep having people
Loons is part of the game,
bro.
That's what he does.
Our worst in history, Premier League history, 8 games. Man United's best. Yeah, 8 games under Amorim. Yeah, we're still above them. It's not no buts, ifs, or whos.
This is your worst 8 games in Premier
history. In history of the Premier League. In the history.
What did you do? You lost 3 in a row.
4.
4 in a row. You've never done that.
Never.
I hear that. That's a
never.
I think that might be a theme now because that happened. Never. So,
with all that being, and look, remember they done the, how many glasses did they had over? It was all 8 sets.
2 glasses.
Over,
yeah. They ain't even got
8 glasses. 8 sets of glasses, bare drinks. Everyone high fiving, group calls. Yeah. And then we win one game and we're
no more Wi-Fi again.
The game's vicious.
So is that your barometer, Man United? The team that finished 15th last year?
No, Margs, this is what you have to understand, yeah? Let me just say something. You ain't been here when this has happened, but there's been 2 men that have signed to this club recently and they have drugged you, they have dragged you lot through the mud, bro. The way they represent you on this show is absolutely disgusting.
This is why it's not for you.
The second United win like a throw-on or something, these men are wearing T-shirts and having video calls and throwing in
stats.
Come on,
man. Group call after you beat Liverpool.
It's bad, bro. It's bad, bro.
Yeah, but are we talking about...
KG and Menace, yeah, had a group call after the Liverpool win.
Oh, I went in a group call by accident and I heard...
Yeah?
Screaming.
Another thing. KG's turned up on the Monday after they've beaten them in a three-piece suit.
They got 3 points.
Literally.
Okay, cool, but are we talking about Liverpool or are we talking about United? United finished 15th last year, so is that the parameters that you're setting? So as long as you're better than United, you're happy? Because he asked about you.
Yes.
Didn't he just say that?
As long as we're better than United.
We're not involved, Joe. Let them go, bro.
Yes.
No, okay, fair enough.
I don't care. You can get ready and we finish 17th.
What happens this weekend?
City, Man City, away at City.
You know, Liverpool, we don't tend to have bad results there. We don't.
So
no,
let me ask
don't.
You a question. You're going to do the Arsenal a favour then, yeah? You're going to...
We just need a draw.
That would be nice, innit?
You know what I love about
the
these lot, man?
The distance. What do you love?
I love about... Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, I will. Let them see the yeah, cool. Would you? Yeah?
Keep it clean.
I will.
I know how to... Because I'm a champion.
Go on.
I know how to start with the trophy.
So next time, bring a gold one for me because you lot ain't
that's
got that.
That's their
trophy. Gold yeah. one. I'll bring a European one and you won't get near it.
Go on.
I'll bring a European one and you won't get near it.
Go on.
Anyway, I'm going to say this, yeah. You know that season when you was top for 95% of the league?
Yeah, a couple seasons
92%,
yeah.
Maybe 93. And
I don't know, City's first 10 games, they didn't maybe lose as much as Liverpool, but...
They were off it.
They had the same amount of points
yes.
Are you comparing
as Liverpool.
With a different team?
No. I'm just saying...
And we got experience now.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, but come on, bro.
Let me land.
You football man on this show, though. Come on,
quickly,
man.
Quickly, before I let him land, yeah?
Can I speak?
Two secs before you speak. Do you know how poor that is? You know how weak that is, bro? He's in this title race with City as well.
Land it.
And he's trying to give them...
I'm interested to hear it.
All right, cool. So we all know how good and strong this team is and potential. But you see, after that Christmas, New Year...
It was the World Cup year.
Yeah, yeah, that
remember?
Is the...
Remember they had the break in the middle of the World Cup. They were 9 points clear. No team had ever lost the Premier League from that point.
Yeah.
No one.
And they had that a is big the break.
That was the moment I knew Arsenal were going to lose the league.
Right, we're talking about Liverpool.
Yeah, but I'm talking about... But
so get to it.
Man,
so
I'm, You can't force my point.
We're talking about Man City and Liverpool. It's isolated.
My point, man.
Go on, mate.
You're forcing my point, like making me rush to it. So basically, this is what I'm going to say to you. We know Liverpool and City both know that these lot have got that, you know, New Year, February, December to February is where they drop the most points. It's just, you know this. You get what I'm saying, innit? They pick it up a bit. He knows this. This guy, he's...
But they could have the league wrapped up by then.
They could, but they won't. You get what I'm saying? They won't. You know what I'm saying? They're 7 points clear. 7 points is two wins and a draw.
What do you believe, bro? Because you just handed over your medal and your trophy. Now you're saying you don't think.
And
so
Dan
what's
knows
the truth?
Why. Marks knows
so
why.
What's
Steve
the truth?
That.
No, stop. This is what you do, Loons, yeah?
For
anytime
jinxing.
Man asks
a jinx you.
Anytime man asks you something, you draw for next man straight. These man ain't with you, cuz.
Right, no, they're not with
it's
me.
It's you and me. It's you,
said,
and me, bro. Right,
you said I handed it over. And
yeah.
I handed it over.
You tried to give it to me, bro.
Yes, and why didn't you take it?
What do you mean? Because it's yours. You're the champions, bro. You're the champions, brother. Bro.
I think we're going to play. No one's going to lose that game. Liverpool's definitely not going to lose it.
So you like the look of the league table, basically?
I don't like the look of it. I'd rather us be 7 points. I'd rather us be chased. Do you get me? I don't really know how this team and this Gaffer deals with chasing, innit? But I know how Pep sees the guy
that is
ahead.
A cop out.
No. I know how Pep, whether my Gaffer can do it, yeah? But I know Pep sees him ahead and knows how I can catch him. You see what I'm saying?
That is a point. That's a big point. That is a, like, psychologically, Pep doesn't really care how far ahead Arteta gets until it's mathematically impossible. I can still get him. I got Black Air Force on, I'll get him.
But you got to remember, even this year, I know this ain't the Arsenal section, but because you keep talking about other teams, yeah? You got to remember, even Pep had to change his style of play this year. So it tells you that people are looking at Arsenal different.
Arsenal are the best team. No one's not
debating
that.
So it's stupid, yeah, to start talking as if we're the Arsenal of 2-3 years ago. You're dealing with a different squad overall. It's a different squad though.
Same gaffer.
And the experience is different.
Same gaffer, you know same I mean? Tactics.
Bro, majority of players are the City same. And Arsenal have different teams. Both of us. We have different teams. I know we're speaking about you lot, which is a cop-out that we're speaking about Arsenal and City somehow. When we're meant to be speaking
about
Because
we're all
you.
The same
Broski,
mixer.
We ask you.
We're not.
We ask you if you like the table. You started speaking about City and Arsenal.
I said I don't mind it.
You started saying you don't know about your gaffer, but the gaffer down the road, you did, bro.
I said I'd rather us be chased, but if it's you being chased, I know Pep sees you ahead and knows that he can catch that guy. When he saw a slot, he didn't know.
This is my thing. If you said Arsenal's in the lead, yeah, and when Arsenal's in the lead, they can be caught. So you should be happy about that yourself. But you're saying, raw.
There's no proof that Liverpool's caught Arsenal.
Well, have belief, man. Because this is what it is. No, because this is what it is. Yeah.
I know we can't be caught.
This is my thing. Yeah. You lot do this, innit? This is why you lot try to laugh at me. Because you lot will not have belief just to be right.
Not have belief.
You will, bro. Because you refuse to. Because you see, bro.
Yeah, you don't want
to
go on a limb.
Yeah, I've been 7 points behind you lot. And I've said, we're going to catch you. And I've been wrong. Cool. It's whatever.
Absolutely.
But
yeah, no,
you refuse to say that in case you're wrong.
No. Come on, because bro. I've got. Look, because he's won the league.
He's hedging his bets.
No, but Marks, look. No, but it's being smart, though. Because in the last.
It's hedging your bets.
Yeah, mate. I said, yeah. And it's being smart as well. Because I said, in the last eight seasons, yeah, City's won 6 and we've won 2, innit? Yeah. So in those 2, we've ran away with it both times. We haven't ever caught no one. I don't know how my team reacts to someone being ahead. Every time
That's
I've
a fair
they
point.
Had 100, they we had 99. We're always, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to us chasing, when we just don't have that little, do you know what I'm saying, innit? But I know Pep does. When it's not us, when we go, Pep can't catch us. You get what I'm saying? He can't catch Liverpool. You get me? But when...
Yeah, but do you know what it is?
That's all I'm saying.
But Arsenal seem sure that this year they're going to win the league.
They should do.
Bro,
they
only 10 games in and 6 points different.
But they should have won the league last year, bro.
They can't. They don't have...
Mark, say that again.
But you can't say that as well. Even if you look at October, we've had one shot against us the whole of the month, bro.
Yeah, but you can't... It's fantastic.
Yeah, sorry.
It's going to come.
Rub that, man.
I will.
Yes. One thing that definitely needs to be said... is that we produce content on a Monday or Wednesday and on a Friday. So be sure to subscribe, ring the bell to get notified and not miss out. You don't know. Let me know. I need to know this. Because the youth that is going to get the trim if United...
Talk.
Five, when they get five wins in a row, he's not going to get the trim. It
so
starts
what,
again.
So in the group, so what, is it a reset?
Yeah, reset, yeah, man.
Reset, the draw don't count.
Of course,
reset.
No. Yes. Five wins in a row.
Dread up,
read back. Dread up.
Yeah. Dread up, locked
you see,
up.
You see with him though, good guy, I see him online. I reckon if they win five in a row, his thing's finished though, isn't it? Really. Because what happens
so
after
for that? He's been getting work though, he's been getting jobs.
Yeah, he's getting love.
Do you know why you're right?
Even Man United are showing him love, like, directly.
You're definitely
love.
Right. Because you know why? Even the youth.
When you get a haircut, who are you, bro?
Remember the youth that.
That guy.
The youth that looked like Hoyland, waiting for a miracle to come.
Yeah.
When the miracle came, you didn't see him no more.
Yeah, it's true.
I see him on Five Guys. We got my dog, Five Guys.
What
I
was,
see
the,
him
what was
with
the
him.
Miracle? What was his thing again?
The miracle was Hoyland's going to score.
I'll swear that.
And the miracle happened. Hoyland ain't even in the Prem no more. Do you know how dark that is? My man's got to learn the tune in Italian now.
Oh, what do you mean? The
miracle to come, you. Why are you doing that? He looks like Hoyland. Hoyland's got the same dome.
Oh, wow. So what now? So what? He's in a Napoli kit.
He made his garage now.
What are you doing, bro?
Yeah, Bill, make your own drink now, bitch.
Yeah,
he knows why.
He flips
something
in his neck.
He knows why.
Nah, it just
something that hit me in my...
This is something that I wanted to speak about. Man City. Haaland.
No, I'm actually happy he's not glossed over United like that, but at the same time, I feel a bit disrespected, but it's cool.
Now, quick thing. Obviously, Haaland is somewhat carrying City goals-wise this season.
He is on fire.
13 goals. The guy that has scored the next amount of goals is Maxime Esteve from Burnley with 2 own goals. That's what he's done. And the rest of the City players, Mateus Nunes, Phil Foden, Ryan Cherki and Tijani Reinders have 1 league goal this season. And I saw someone say it online. I think it's the truth, bro. I think it's Arsenal v Haaland this season, bro.
Well, if he's scored, even though, yeah, look, yous ain't conceding in it, yeah? So that can definitely take you a long way, yeah? But homeboy scoring goals at this clip, can it fire them? Can it fire them to the title?
I'll be real.
He's different.
Like Salah did it.
With him, there was Mane's, there was the red. This is Arsenal vs Haaland, bro. This guy's turning up every week. Like you said, the inevitable Arsenal clean sheet. This is the issue, what I see. As good as a clean sheet is, facts, a clean sheet cannot win you games. Yeah? You can draw 0-0. You understand? Scoring rust. Goals win you games. You understand, bro?
But so clean sheets win you leagues.
But we're not in the same 100%. Situation, though. Because we got players that are scoring across the board. Like, we've got like 8, 9. No, I think it's even 11 different scorers. It's mad.
But this is what I'm asking you. He's saying it's Arsenal versus Haaland. I don't think City as a team are necessarily clicking like that. But Haaland is absolutely on fire. So when I'm saying can his goals, I'm not talking about him on top of a firing City team. I'm just saying him alone. It's going to have to be him dragging them to this title. Is it enough?
Is he the one that lashed the ball at Gabriel's head?
Yeah.
One, he was the one that lashed the ball at Gabriel's head. Two, we've conceded 3 goals this season, bro. One of them was him. And that goal made us drop
so this
points
is almost
to City at home.
This is almost coming like a sequel. So we know the episode we spoke before in private about the origin. Gabriel's origin was getting licked in the head with the ball. That's his origin story that's led him to where he's at now. It seems like there's been a comeback and it's a guy called Haaland. Mm. So Haaland's coming back in the sequel. What's going to happen?
I'm not even going to lie. Just the way he's moving, like I'm saying, the clip that he's scoring goals at, you're thinking, if he keeps this up.
Bro, the thing
again, I know I'm saying Arsenal have to win, yeah? But if my man's moving like this, like constantly, it's like what you're saying. The clean sheets don't necessarily win games.
Bro, it's only 6 points. Listen, City look meaty right now, but we know when City kick into gear. When business
I don't ends. Know, Shirky's back, boy. I said it here.
They are going to hit good, they're so. Going to hit a bit of... You know when they start just slapping teams? 4,
okay,
5,
okay,
six,
sorry. I'm
that's
sorry.
Coming.
That City team, that and they do it like around like now, November,
no,
through to January, that go and win 20, 15 games, all competitions.
Different team.
That's not this City team.
Yeah,
that's not
team.
This City team right
different
now.
Different team.
But you've got to do it to get there.
It's not, but we spoke before, I think at the start of the season, when we said, listen, I don't know if we said, I said, but it seems to me like that City team that was doing crud, it seems like they've got replacements for every player. Now, one of the players that I said was a replacement was Cherki for De Bruyne. That's the creativity. Cherki gets injured. Rodri, supposed to be back, a bit longer than usual. So this whole team, this team that Pep was ready to go with, he had a few.
It's still not his team.
He had a few stumbles, but guess what? I'm giving it another month for Rodri to be clicking, Cherki to be clicking already, although he's already come in and he's trying to set up goals, he's all of that, right? I'm saying that this Pep team that we thought was going to be at the start of the season, Reinders scoring goals, it's coming.
They find the gear, bro. They always do it. They find it.
No, I was going to say they do, but I think the difference is, yeah, we're, this season, Arsenal's not looking at the other teams. This season, as long as we keep winning our games, it don't really matter.
It don't work like that, though.
Could be your mistake.
Because it's always yours to lose, usually. But I'm saying, no, it does, but it doesn't. Because you're always, regardless of who you are, you're checking your shoulder. That team slapping teams 4-0, 4-0.
And if Arsenal don't...
One draw, we see it all the time. One bad result, usually...
4 points, it's City, man. It's City, it's Pep. They are going to find gears and levels and stuff like that. Cool. But you're looking at like, this City team and you reckon that we're going to look back in like 6-7 weeks' time and say that they won every game.
20 games on the spin.
20 on the... 15, 20 on the spin.
Not this team.
All comps. Not this team, man. There's a hiccup somewhere, bro.
The best way to judge the future is to judge the past, bro. We've seen this player.
Yeah.
Now, until Arsenal show that they've got enough character to break this duck, it's the same thing. We're in the same place.
Yeah. Different. I hear it, though, man. Different
players. And you know what it is? And why I'm going to double... Yeah, I agree with Dan as well. Is because Arsenal are not doing nothing we ain't seen. They've done all this runoff.
They look strong.
Runoff. Nah, but made everyone think, though, whoa.
This is a little bit
they're
different,
much better than everyone. And then at the end of the season,
this is a little bit
what happens?
Man.
Why is it different,
though? First of all, yeah, when we were doing this before, we're relying on one or two players. You're relying on Saka to have a mad season. Right about now, Saka's not really done much. Do you know what I mean? Gyökeres has got 4 goals. You know, has he really kicked
that's
on
what,
yet?
That's what I wanted to
do. You know what I'm saying?
Say,
like, Eze's filling in, Odegaard's injured, Havertz is injured, Gabriel Jesus is injured, like,
these players ain't playing, bro.
No, but that's why I wanted you lot to finish, because that's what I wanted to say about us. We ain't kicked into gear yet. And us not kicking into gear. You're laughing. You're saying
I think you're in gear.
I think you're in gear, man.
The other thing was, we can't score this and that. Because this is what it is, yeah?
I think that's the way you're
feeling. No, this is my thing. The way we are on the table, that's how you lot talk about us. So the other day, we weren't first. So us scoring... we're only scoring set pieces, we're doing this, we're not ready, we're ready. Now we got a bit of daylight, we're in gear, we have to win it, we're ready. This is ridiculous,
again,
bro.
Yeah? You lot can't help but talk about yourselves. We're talking about Haaland. The question I want to ask everyone.
Ask Loons.
Ask me, man.
Is going to what Marg said. Haaland. We spoke him up, we said he's on fire. Do you think he does your team yet?
I don't even think it's 50-50. I think it's like a 70-30 that he doesn't score. He's not a guaranteed to score against us. Not one of them ones, innit? They play a different type. If they're going to do this direct football, how the smaller teams, they're going to try and play, innit?
Well, in his current form?
Yeah, bro, listen to what I'm saying to you. He's a physical player. We asked centre-backs to like that, innit? If you check his...
So how you sort of been moving this season, especially in the first few games, even the games that you sort of was winning...
No one plays that City.
Conceding two... Every game, yeah, Palace, no 10-man Newcastle, whatnot. You have been leaky at the back, mm-hmm. defensively, definitely looking shaky. This Haaland right now, mm-hmm. you're saying is 70-30 in your favour that he don't score.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to help you as well. Remember, I think it was like two or three games into our loss. You lot was all here. Why are you losing? Big shouting at me. I was in the same seat. I said, it's because we play a 10. No six, bro.
You didn't play a 10 against us.
Bro, I think we did, you know.
You didn't.
Did Grav play?
They didn't play.
Did Grav play? Did Grav play?
I'm talking about the position, the formation they set up. They didn't play a 10 against us.
Play 10. Yes, okay, now. So, yesterday.
They didn't play a 10 against us.
All right, Marks. But anyway, Marks, anyway.
They didn't play a 10 against us.
We reverted back to the natural selection. 6-2-8s. We got back to our regular programming. I don't think he's wavy enough. I don't think it happens. I think Grav...
Don't think
top
he's
three.
What's making the program in that Villa game?
Bro, we played with a 6. We got a clean sheet.
You were fortunate to win that game. It's not fortunate.
We didn't concede, bro. It's the first game we didn't. You lot asked
me what the problem was.
You lot asked me what the problem was. Why do you concede? Why you... You know what I'm saying? I said it's because
you're saying
you play
back
a 10.
Program like you're cool,
remember that? Remember that whole thing? I said good teams do not play with a 10. They play with a 6. We're trying to go into this transitions. You all laughed at me. We've gone back to a 6. Arsenal play with a 6. And we're back to winning ways. I don't think it's going to work against
Loons,
us.
Loons,
that's how I am.
Loons, we're going to come off of this subject now. But you keep crashing out over Liverpool. Hopefully we don't mention them again now.
Shut up, man.
You're putting your Bruce Leroy bandana.
Isn't it, man? But you know this guy just hurt because when I said the 6 over the 10, these men were laughing at me. Anyway. Got the 6 back, got the dub.
Anyway, Arsenal. Above you, bitch. Arsenal, routine victory. Burnley become the third team this season that failed to register a shot on target against us. That's happened 5 times in the Premier League season and 3 times it's been Arsenal. So we're obviously doing something right.
Best defence in the league. Best defence in the world, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to see them against like those teams, man.
What teams?
We played the team that knocked you
up. We played a player. Get out of here. A couple weeks ago. What did
we do? Let me ask you some strikers. Who's that player on front three?
Alvarez
and who?
Main man.
Now,
main
who's their front main three?
Main man.
I need the crowd to do this. I need the crowd to go back. It won't even be far, bro. It'll be like 3 weeks ago. Before these fixtures, when I'm sitting here saying it's calm, we're going to move to these teams. Man's telling me about, no, Alvarez, rare this. You're saying, I want to see you against these teams. I remember before ball was kicked, yeah? Not even before ball was kicked. We beat United, yeah? I think, what was the next game? Leeds. You told man about St. James's Park, this, that. Bro, so we're playing these games. We're winning, bro. At least say, like, say something else, bro. Don't say you
need to see us.
Like, you get me, bro?
See? Now, look, listen. I love the Atletico Madrid. Look, so I said, name me the front three because I know the front three weren't. Other than Alvarez, this is like...
Alvarez is decent.
This is like Wolves. The wingers are Wolves level, Burnley level. So you're not, I'm just saying, I want to see, because you see Arsenal, you're great. I think you're good enough semi-finals and maybe final is where you're going to meet. And you ain't been tested like that yet. Like,
well, if they get Bayern, to the semi, that's
no,
not too
no, of course final. It's good. But I'm saying these teams they played so far ain't that level. Bayern, PSG, Real, Barca, they ain't that level. They played one team potentially this season that's down that level. You lost Liverpool.
But bro, to a specialist goal.
Yeah,
that was... That's football.
Bro, here's the thing, yeah. Arsenal, for me, are like probably top three teams in the world. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
Top team. But it just doesn't matter yet. You know what I mean? Like, bring me something.
And you got to remember as well, like he said, it was a free kick last minute. Like, keeper could have been standing right there. He couldn't have been able to do anything about it. So, it happens. And we've improved since then as well.
Yeah, but improving doesn't matter. You lost
20 times. You can't stop that.
You can't say that. How can you say that?
I can say, and touching on what you just said, that also you said, like, it's, I don't know if this is what contradicting means, but you said you want to see them go up against a big team, a top elite team.
Like, yeah.
But you said you also think that they could probably get to the final. To get to the final, or even the semi, I would say, you've got to have played big, so you do think they can beat big teams to get to a semi or a final.
No, you see what? There's 4 elite teams. You're saying it to
ever? I'm saying right now.
There's 4 elite teams.
Name
if you butt them in your
name
room,
them.
Name them.
Bayern.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
Barca.
Yeah. PSG.
PSG.
Inter Milan.
No. If Arsenal roll over Inter,
okay.
Roll them over. But those 4 teams, they butt them. They're in a serious game. A very serious game. That's all I'm saying.
You say these things, yeah? And then we'll say, we think we can win the league, bro. A lot of the teams you said, we're not going to butt them in this league, bro. Mm. And I think a large part of the reason we can win the league is like you lot last season, like a lot of teams that's won the league in recent years. I think the competition at times
has been
a bit shaky.
Thank you.
And all we have to do is win our game.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter how. You get me? And you lot were in that position last year.
Absolutely.
City have been in that position when they got to win the league. Us, you're right. When we were in that position, we didn't handle it well. Mm. But I think that's because of things like squad depth.
Experience.
Saka and all these guys, they're a lot older now. You understand? So my thing is, guys that doubt Arsenal, I can't call them crazy. It's happened. I've seen it with my own eyes. We all have. You understand?
Lips. So yeah. Can I ask a question?
Mm.
Obviously, we made a big, big deal out of, because the pressure that we're putting on Arsenal now, I don't think is as high as the pressure that we put on at the start of the season when you got the number 9 and we said you have to win. Yeah, that still applies, right?
Remember yeah, but also we did the same to Liverpool. Liverpool had the biggest transfer window. It's like, and to be fair, after 5 games, we were saying to you, Liverpool, you've won the league.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, yeah. We said it was unfair. We said it was unfair if they get
it's true.
If they get in sack, we said it was unfair. Anyway, but going back to Arsenal, so I want to ask you, we're 10 games in, 11, 10.
10.
Gyökeres. Thoughts? Is he the man? Is he the number nine you needed?
Say the truth. Just based on this game, before I even go on that, I think it's the best he's looked for us. You understand? He scored that ball to Trossard for the second goal. I think his all-round game looked a lot better in that game. I will accept that it's Burnley. You understand? But at the same time, this whole flat track bully stuff, we kind of want that a little bit. We want him to turn up.
That's what was
and,
needed.
Yeah, we want him to turn up and roll over the weaker teams, innit? And in terms of the pros and the cons, I think the pros are he works really hard, innit? So even in the games where he's not necessarily great, he's still giving a lot.
Stretching,
you understand?
Defenses,
he's everywhere.
Everything.
You understand? And just because of that, he might get goals. For me, that Atletico match that he got the brace, he was not great. But just because of how busy he is and just the determination, you get a brace, bro. This is what we want, bro.
What's he scored there? Six?
He's got four in the league.
The goals he scored are so trash.
No, no, they are. They are. I'm
that's
not going to lie.
Arsenal lad.
The first thing in that brace was mad.
And he's still doing this. You don't care.
The branding, innit?
So you're happy with him?
Do you know what it is? I definitely want him to be better, but I'm going to do the cop-out thing and say we're sat in first place.
I think the goals that he's going to get, like you're saying, the flat track bullying thing, I think it's going to be enough still. Yeah. I think it's going to be enough for you. He's not going to always look amazing or be crazy, but I think yous lot are good enough to carry a striker like that.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. There's enough players around.
Yeah. If it was somewhere else, then it might be an issue. And even him not being exactly what yous lot would have thought or would have hoped or would have wanted, I still don't think... No, they would have wanted someone better. I still don't think it's going to be that much of a problem. Yous are good enough to carry him. He's going to get the goals, isn't it? That's what I think.
Let me add to that as well, yeah, because we thought the problem is a lot of people don't watch Portuguese football every week. So when you hear stats like 98 goals and 102 games, especially Arsenal, we used to over the years have a Nicolas Anelka, Thierry Henry, flipping, you know, even Van Persie, Bergkamp, players that look like they can play. When you see him and he knocks a ball and you just think, oh my gosh, what's going on here? That's why we didn't like Giroud when we first had him, even though he ended up being better than what we thought he was. But yeah.
We want goals, innit?
We need goals. I don't care how it happens. Yeah. He just needs to score.
And he's that guy then?
For now, yeah. I think if we win the league, when we win the league this season, next season, I think Mikel needs to be like, he needs to go in the market again.
He's saying go send him Saudi.
So what it was, and I know we've said you've admitted he's not the player you thought he was. Yeah. Everyone thought he was. Yeah. But let's be real. We thought, you're saying that we don't care about goals. He scored four in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. To a brace that leads single, right?
Yeah.
When we talk about top strikers in the world, what they do, Harry Kane,
Haaland,
these guys, they score when Salah was doing what he was doing in Portugal. That's what we expect. So I just expected him to come, and not straight away, but I expect him to end the season with killer goals. Like, I don't want him to end with like 10, 12 will not be good enough.
No, he's going to get like 20. He's going to get goals.
He's got to get 20, 20. Like,
it's like what Mark said. He's just not the guy that we kind of thought he was. And that's all right. It's going to be enough.
Is enough
this season?
That's crazy.
Is enough? Because enough's enough for some teams.
This season,
but
it is.
But it's not enough for others.
Yeah, but enough is enough. Dude, it's literally enough is enough. You're saying the same thing twice.
Philosophy.
Yeah, you're saying it. Because my thing is, like, if this is him,
profound.
I don't think he's landed yet. And he's still scoring, bro. And he's putting in, to me, what I liked about that performance, bro, he actually looked like a decent footballer, innit? Before, he kind of looked all over the place, innit? But that 45... And another thing I want to mention, when he came off, we were worse, bro. We were worse. A lot of people miss Havertz because they think he offers us something different. I definitely agree. But in that game there, for the first time this season, we took Gyökeres out of that. I think we put Marino in there for like a more controlled approach. And because we didn't have that channel option, we were considerably worse, bro. So he's doing something right.
And just to go back to your thing, is enough. You'll know more than anyone, even if you take away just the league. Sometimes Drogba wouldn't score the most goals in the league. But what he did was enough because Lampard was able to... It's the same thing.
We had goals from everywhere.
Drogba didn't get signed as a 98 goal in 102 games, though. But
we've established
that that's not Gyökeres. That was him in the Portuguese league. Yeah. Over here, he's a worker.
Hard. Here to work hard, yeah. A little bit of tactical talk from Arsenal. Our fullbacks are playing centre forward. I think this is about Ricardo Calafiori, who kind of has the free role almost, creating a very strange dynamic. But as much as I don't like it, bro, like I always go through this thing when I'm watching Arsenal, I'll be cussing the positions that he's taken up. And then within 5 minutes of that, he'll do something dangerous and I'll be like, all right, cool. And it's weird, bro. It's weird. What do you think of it, Joel?
I reckon, yeah, he's done better than I thought he was going to do this season. Because when I started seeing him starting ahead of Lewis Skelly, bro, I felt my heart broke a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't know about you. What do you reckon? Do you reckon he should be ahead of Miles? Should I tell you the truth?
At first, I didn't agree. But now...
You understand.
I just think, bro, he's too in-game. Like, his in-game sharpness, bro. He's too involved, bro.
He's like a left-back / forward. Yeah, I've seen...
Calafiore?
Yeah, I see this little highlight of him, man. They're saying when the ball's on the other side, he makes that... Like, the winger stays wide and he makes the diags to the back.
Can we get a my bad?
He's always there. What? He's quality, man.
Because I remember at the start of the season, we done a team of the season. Was it a team? And then you lot put Skelly in there. And I remember saying to you, how is Skelly in this our team of the season when he doesn't even get in the Arsenal team?
I remember.
And you lot were saying, made a million excuses. And now we're 10 games in and he's still not playing. And now you're telling me the other left back, who I said was better at the time, because I think Skelly's got a ceiling, and you lot killed me for it. You're now saying, oh, he's creating new positions.
He just wants a my bad. I think he just wants a my bad.
So you want us to say my bad?
Let's give it to me.
You want to say my bad?
Because he's still not playing Skelly.
We didn't look into the future and see that Calafiori is going to be good this season. At the time, Miles Lewis Skelly was good.
But I'm at the table. I use analytics and data for playing,
but
years and years. So it makes me look into the future.
Steve-O, that's facts. But if you ask me something now, bro, about what's happening now, I'm going to give you the answer for
especially
now.
But he wasn't in the team.
He wasn't in the team at the time.
Miles.
Skelly wasn't. No.
Miles finished the season.
I meant the start. We were five games in when I said this. We picked the team, no?
Skelly was nowhere near the team in five games.
Yeah, exactly.
Miles took my man's place. Miles took... Kind of, it was kind of because of injuries, but Miles finished
when he
the
got
season.
In the team, he didn't get out.
As our left back. Mm. He took Real Madrid, PSG, Real. It's Miles Lewis Skelly, bro.
I think you give us some my bad still.
Oh, shit.
I think you need to give us some my bad still.
Chill out.
So why did, one sec, so why do you not tell me?
did you
oh, my God. My bad. See, wait, Joel, what I tell you? When I'm my bad, I'm my bad. Straight away. I thought we picked like five games in the team of the season. I don't know why I thought that.
I don't know why you would think that.
And you know why I thought it? And I said, you prick. I said to him, I lined it up. I said, hey, Marks. He went, yeah, go. Dickhead.
You don't know he's the wrong guy.
That left back.
Leads you to walk in
the
fire,
left back
bro.
Becoming a striker is, that's been happening all over the place though, man. Like Chelsea been doing that with Cucurella.
Alonso.
With Marcus Alonso.
What, with the rotations?
No, where your left back basically ends up as your striker.
It's the rotations. Amorim does it now.
City had done that as well.
What, did you see the game? Dalot, centre mid, and then you see Casemiro in the 10, and then Cunha's all the way out wide to isolate the fullback.
Dalot example, it's the rotation. Though, man.
At one point, in the last game that you saw us play, with the rotations, like what happened was Dalot rotated into the midfield. He was in there in the two. Casemiro pushed into the 10 and Cunha pushed out wide so he can isolate the fullback. It's just the rotations. This is modern day football.
I'm not going to lie. That's standard positional play. That stands dirty, man. I still like
what Dallo.
I didn't listen to anything you said, to be honest.
Yeah, I know everyone wants to hate on us, but I'm just telling you what happened, didn't it? Like, you're talking about, I'm giving you examples where this is happening in the modern game. Like the top coaches are doing it.
I'm taking back my bad. Because it wasn't about the team of the season. We went through the England squad and Skelly was in the England squad. And I said, how can he be in the England squad and not in the Arsenal team?
All right, Legos,
that's all.
No, so what's that got to do with Calafiore?
Even like Calafiore's English.
What's that got to do with Calafiore?
Because Calafiore, I said then, that was the argument, he's the better left back, that was all.
But he's in the England squad.
I was taking
now,
back my bad.
He's still in, Miles Lewis Skelly's still in the
England. He's number three England squad.
Is he?
Literally, yes.
You said he wasn't even in there.
He scored on his debut.
Line me up again.
He scored on his debut. Broski, he scored on his debut. Brother, you're a madman.
He starts at England.
He's England's left back.
That's my
bro.
Point. Brother, he's not playing for his club.
Who's better
bro,
than that left
concentrate
back?
Concentrate on the show.
Listen.
We're talking about Arsenal.
Listen. One of your old boys, Steve, old Declan Rice, 90 plus touches.
Brother, don't. Am I going to get my bad for him then?
Why?
What do you mean?
I say he's cold.
I sat on this table and said he's the closest thing that England's had to a Steven Gerrard. You mocked me.
This doesn't mean he's Steven Gerrard,
you mocked me.
That ain't true.
That is true.
This doesn't mean he's Gerrard, bro.
Hang about, let me land. And by the way, I'm not saying this as good as. I'm going on by what you lot said in that episode. I'm saying like.
I just think they're very different.
No, they're not very different.
They're very different.
Set pieces.
Very different.
Very different.
Very different.
Very, very different.
Stop it, man. But I will give you this though.
That is white and English.
When we got him, I never thought he would be as good as he is now.
I told you so, it'd be transformative for this club. I told man.
Yeah, no, let me debunk this Declan Rice, Gerrard thing, bro. They're so different, bro. Like, Gerrard could play on the flank.
Rice on the flank.
Rice on the flank could be. Like,
it's true. Behind the striker, second striker.
Look, Rice can play centre-back. Rice could play centre-back.
Gerrard could play centre-back.
Yeah, but you could put him there because he's just a try-hard, innit? You'd just be running around everywhere.
And he's not as good as Gerrard.
It wouldn't make sense. That wouldn't make sense in no... Come on, bro. Steven.
He's not as good as Gerrard.
I don't even think... I think career-wise, what he does, even quality of football, he can even go on to be better than him, bro. But it's just the kind of midfielder Gerrard is...
Wait. Let me just make sure I heard that properly.
Yes, You heard it properly, bro.
Did you say...
What do you mean, no? You see these men that just run around trying mad hard, scoring bare long range
things? That's not Gerrard.
It is good. What do you mean?
Leapy, that's a lazy view, bro.
How's it a lazy view?
That's a lazy view,
brother, let me learn. He was good.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't. G. Gerrard was good, but he weren't
good.
Technically brilliant.
What?
He wasn't. Oh my God.
That's the clip. That's the clip, guys.
Brother, what's man doing? He wasn't.
That's the clip.
He wasn't.
Oh,
he wasn't, bro. He wasn't.
Oh,
bro. He wasn't technically brilliant. Bro.
The whole Declan room Rad, is dark.
What do you mean the whole room? Broski. Gerrard dark. Was an all-action eight, innit? He was elite. What? Gerrard was good at is. You think I'm cussing him? It's elite. What he had, you can't learn that, innit? It's the kind of player you are, innit? It's not even about. I can't even put a label to what it is, innit? What I'm talking about, what when it comes to what can be done in this game, of course he can pass my man. What did he win? The Champions League.
Who could
and
pass
the
my
FA
man?
Cup.
Declan Rice could pass Gerrard.
Europa yes. League.
The champion, he won the Champions League and the FA Cup.
He won everything but the league.
He didn't win everything.
He won Europa League, Champions League, FA Cup, Carling Cup. That's everything but the league.
Everything but the league, yeah.
I hope Declan Rice never has the opportunity to win Europa League for us. I want to put that out there from now.
But he's won...
Yeah, but I think he can go on to win multiple Premier Leagues and the Champions League.
I think he can do that.
That don't make him a better player.
That's not wrong.
Yeah, but my thing is you can't compare what kind of player they are. Is that comparing Kaká and Vieira? They're different. But he can go on to be better than my man.
No. He can go on to have more trophies, not better.
That's better, bro.
No, it's
that's
not.
Better,
there's
bro.
A difference.
What's the
because
difference?
There's a difference because Lampard has won more trophies than Steven Gerrard.
He's not better than him.
But it doesn't mean, it does not mean he is better.
But people will say
there's
that.
There's a difference.
Lampard was his real life nemesis.
What matters?
It depends on what kind of player you are. Because Joe Cole will tell you, because Joe Cole's won more than all of them. But he ain't Steven Gerrard.
What matters, bro?
What? Who's better?
Yeah.
I attest.
No, I'm... Brother, that's... bro, I think these things
Gerrard,
matter
Gerrard's
more,
better
bro.
Than Rice.
Yeah, but brother, they're different.
And he always will be.
And he hates Gerrard.
Yeah, but brother, hold on, you know I started this thing to say you can't compare them, man. Yeah?
Let's get that off the rip. Yeah, you're right.
So let's get besides that. You understand, fam? But besides that, he can go on to do way more
he
than
can,
my
he
man,
can.
Which is better.
Ball of feet, he can't talk better. To Gerrard.
Yeah, cool, I don't care. Ball of feet, he can't chat to f***ing some you in the Dutch league, bro. I don't care. What? I want this, bro.
Nah, Lippy, I'm sorry, man. This,
you know what? I don't think that's bro, that's not the that's argument, though.
After this episode, I'm now so sure Arsenal don't win the league. I've
gonna win the league.
Come on, you know what I'm saying? Like,
why?
The universe won't allow that. Arsenal fans, look how they're behaving, bro.
Because I've been getting rest to go on to do more than Steven Gerrard, who didn't win the league. Come on, my boys, man.
Right, now, but you got to add context to that, though.
What's the context?
His teams weren't the same as other people's
Come
teams.
Come on, man.
If he went Chelsea, yeah, when he no, yeah, but if he went Chelsea,
he would have had all the medals.
It would have been
but
everything.
He was in the Champions League final in three out of 3 years.
Carrick's the rare tech. Broski, he could go past them, bro. I'm telling you.
And that's a Carrick. That's
maybe
a good example.
Maybe Scholesy, Lampard. Yeah, that's another combo.
Yeah, I know he's going to say my United bias and all that, yeah. I think it's probably a better comparison, but he won't be better than Carrick.
Who?
Declan Rice.
I think he will still.
It's a better comparison. It's a better comparison.
It's a hello comparison.
Context
he
is.
He won't be better than Carrick.
No, hey, you lot run off with this. Hang on.
He won't be better than Carrick.
This is the last I'm ever going to mention it because we've hit home that Declan is up there, right? But my point was,
top player.
West Ham, the way he played at West Ham.
We get it.
No, you don't. It. No, you don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get it.
Yes.
That's how he played. He got the team by the scruff of the neck. That's how he played. He started to take set pieces, all the rest of it. I'm going to not mention it no more. That's all I'm saying.
I've got clips.
But
I've
to say that,
this,
but to say
this,
that you think going to be better.
Declan will take Arsenal to the next level, transformative.
So what was your point, Whitley? Sorry, we missed your point.
That he said it before and he knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you lot killed me. You lot killed me.
He knows.
You lot didn't see the ability of him.
He could be like a Vieira for us, bro. Like, he could be one of the reasons now.
When I said this, it's crazy. I would never mention it again.
Same way, I'm not saying like for like attributes, but I'm just saying that midfield boss, he could be him, bro. Yeah, bro. I think he's going to go on to be elite. Squad depth, we're talking about squad depth. Obviously, Arsenal, we've had a couple injuries this season. Saka, Odegaard, Havertz, Madueke, Gabriel Jesus, Gabriel Martinelli, Victor Gyökeres, Saliba.
Gyökeres been injured,
yeah? That's his Salina, but I know it's Saliba, Hinkape, Timber, Norgaard. Benjamin White, Declan Rice, Gabriel, Calafiori. Like, that... This is a bag of man that's starting for you man's teams.
All right,
like, let's have it
but
right.
Here's the thing, yeah. For everything that shows you, the depth, but it shows you, guys have injury problems, man. You guys are just fair weather. Like, for some reason, you just can't
just
get a
few... find a way to cuss
us. But it's a fact. How can you have... We're 10 games in.
Well, though.
That we just named, like, 35 players that have been injured.
This is what it
we
is,
just
man.
Started.
We're dealing with
but,
it well,
but the good thing is, though, you've been getting results.
Exactly. Guys, it's an atrocity. If you do not win this league, it's an atrocity because you've got everything.
But what's the truth? You're saying that we can't, but if we don't, it's an atrocity.
Yeah, because I'm not going to... I'm not a well-wisher. I'm not going to wish you well. I want you to lose the league. I want you to do. I want to see Arsenal tears, and that's what you have to accept.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Right. I think Dan's has got a bit of an attitude because for a little while over the last sort of 12 months, we spoke about Chelsea, ain't we? We're not talking about them no more.
Wait, we're 2 points behind. Hey, if we won the other day, if we beat Sunderland, we'll be second. Like, we're in the mix. We're just not ready.
Buts and maybes, man.
Nah, this league is tight, though.
Listen, Arsenal have accumulated more points in their opening. Arsenal have accumulated.
You know, you see this table? Brother. This table.
Oh, God.
And you know, it's always.
What? I knew you'd get it.
I'm just saying, there's a common denominator. It's not me, innit?
Those two think they made it, bro.
Back in the days, pod. Pen came back in the days, pod. Tune up back in the days.
Hey,
you see how he's been hanging me out to dry? It's true to recent form of hanging people out to dry.
Ooh, gone personal.
No, you hang no one out to dry. Slip around and find out, bro. That's all it is.
Hey, listen, Arsenal have accumulated.
Hey,
you know what? I think one day we're just gonna have to do the show just us, you know.
Bro,
one day we do it just us.
Yeah, listen, Arsenal have accumulated more points in their opening 10 matches than that of the 2003-04 campaign, which was the Invincibles season. We got 25 points this year. Back then, we had 24. It's looking good, man. I don't want to... That's one thing. You see, when we're talking the jinxes and that, that's what I don't like. Trying to say we're going to get these records and just let us land. It's a new day. It's game by game. I'm just glad we're in
You don't lose four games in the league this season, do you?
It don't matter. Don't,
how many
don't
have we lost
once?
That. I don't think we do. But this
rattled,
is my team.
You know?
This is my team.
I've never seen a team so far ahead but still rattled.
How's we rattled? But this is my thing. I just think we're in a good position where it's a thing where we could just go into every game knowing that we score a goal, get a clean sheet, we 100% leave with the 3 points, bro. You understand? That we scored early-ish in that Burnley game, bro. Their game plan went out
no
the window.
Threat. No
they didn't,
threat.
They didn't know what to
Burnley.
Do. Bro. No, but you're saying but Burnley. Bro,
in most
teams. This is my thing. Teams plan to just sit back against us, innit? And just hope for something. That hope now is now literally one chance.
You guys have seen
which ain't even a
I don't
goal.
Know why you lot are behaving like you haven't seen this
yeah,
before.
But bro, these ain't
all
the
it
same
takes
you,
is one
it's
moment.
Different,
they're
bro.
Different.
You know football's contagious, bro. It's
it
contagious.
Is, but it's different, bro.
As
these
soon,
players
as, soon
are older.
As something happens, a blip, a mistake, a freak accident, a goal that costs you 2 points, trust me, that seed of doubt. Right now, you're flying. Right now, you've got clear skies ahead, but it's not how football works. There is no team that's just ran it.
But we didn't say that, though. We're not sitting here going, we're going to go.
So my thing is, there's going to be a patch.
Yeah, there's going to be a patch.
And it's a how you deal with it.
As much as I hear it, a large part of my thing, bro, why I think we can do it is everyone else, bro. You lot look bad, bro.
Mm.
Everyone.
Agreed.
Literally, G. Like, even down to City. There's times where it happens and it just,
they're
just
not
doesn't
100%,
happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
so one thing, City are starting to have, like we said earlier, inevitable Haaland goals, innit? Yeah? Goals win you games. That's dangerous. We got to look out for that. Inevitable's looking like Arsenal, maybe not clean sheets, but not conceding a lot. That ain't necessarily going to let us win. But because we're ahead, it's like it's less pressure, innit? We can go into these games knowing that, bro, we're probably going to stop this team from scoring. Get our goal, control the game, slow tempo, and we'll do it, bro. And another good thing is, bro, we've had a lot of difficult fixtures out of the way, fam. St. James's Park, Anfield, Old Trafford. I really wish we beat City, but even City at home, that's gone. We get to go a couple games just doing the game by game thing, bro. And it's about you lot
no,
now,
it
bro.
Makes sense.
It's I, about yeah, you lot.
The argument makes sense to me. But, it's just...
I hear it, Arsenal.
It's just the Premier League.
Because... What it says on
what
the screen.
What do you mean it's just the Premier League?
It's the Premier League. It doesn't work that way. It's not linear. It's not a case of, all right, cool, we've got a 6-point league. All we've got to do is keep this 6-point league.
Six
it's
points.
Like and I hear you, but I'm
it's
not just
not
talking.
Bundesliga,
we're not talking from that perspective. What we're saying
is that you're
is
well
that,
equipped.
Is that, yeah, we're well equipped. Like, game by game, the experience is there. We're not looking at all the other
Will
teams.
Will you at least admit then that if there was one team that even if you are well-equipped and with a 100-point league, if there's one team that could flop it, it's you.
Nah.
I ain't answering that.
Nah.
That's an ain't answer.
Not now.
Wow.
My thing is, I just know...
No comment.
Anything can happen. I saw a thing the other day, I think it said beginning of October or something, going into October. You lot was like 6 points ahead of us or something. Literally. Now you're however behind. Like, that's a big turnover. No, we've lost once,
well,
bro.
Of the last seven sides, yeah, to win at least... 8 of their first 10 Premier League games, 4 have failed to win the league. So that's Liverpool 18-19, Chelsea 21-22, Arsenal 22-23, Spurs 23-24. It don't always, it's not a sure thing.
3 of those teams were really good teams. I don't think the Spurs team weren't that great.
And that Chelsea 21-22 weren't great either.
Liverpool, the Liverpool team was good.
To reality hitting these man, they're like...
Nah, yeah. But Zach, my thing is, that's a fair point. 3 of those teams, I remember us 22-23, we were good, man. We were good. We were flying, bro. And it looked like what Dan is saying, the only people that could have defeated us really was ourselves. And we went out and did it to the maximum.
You weren't
fast.
The team, it was the fans, bro. It's the fans. Breaking in places, finding out where your trophy parade bus was getting done up and all that. Look, we've got a parade bus done. You would have lost the
you
league,
know what
bro.
Kills about Arsenal? You see when they were ahead, it's like in a race, like they were, it weren't even a photo finish. It was like 5 points behind by the end of the season.
They're all running back. Mom, look at me, mom. And the guys are cheering them.
You
down.
Know, like you can see it.
Running
you're tripping.
Back with mom.
You're tripping.
That was when the fixture list was matched up, innit? Because they was like 12 points in front.
Gone.
City had like 20 games in hand.
It was so dark. And one of them was us.
You don't want to do the maps, like.
And all everyone was saying was,
like you, man. I'm ready for
all
this.
All anyone was saying was, bro, this the World Cup slap bam in the middle of it is perfect because they get their break, mental reset. They had like 1 million points by December.
Wait, so in saying all of that, do you understand where like some like Danny's a bit skeptical of you lot?
I just think
Like, we've seen it. We've seen you be better.
You've not seen no different.
You're not accepting the fact that back then we was dealing with De Bruyne, Rete, all these demons. A Salah that was a couple years younger. Things have changed.
So the Premier League is
just
worse.
That, it's not that. It don't need to change.
No, because put it this way. You're saying it's easier. Back then, if I told you Gabriel was the best centre-back in the league, you'd all stand up and walk off.
He did, though.
Now if I said he isn't, you'd think I'm crazy. Things have changed.
It's not about changing. It's the same team that's finished, even though man mocks off for not getting over the line. You finished second for the past 3 years in a row. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, one season is Saliba's gone, next season is Saka or whatever. Everybody's there, and this is the exact same team. This is the exact same team that's added Madueke, Eze, Gyökeres. Nothing's changed. They've improved. They're better from already being the second best team in the country. They're better.
No, listen, they probably like, will do it at some
they've
point.
They've got to do it.
They have to, though.
No one is pressure, yeah, but like they have to do it, bro.
I don't understand all of this. They've got to.
You've got to do it.
Why are you so concerned?
You have to do it.
Like, we have to do it.
Hey, why are you so concerned?
You finished second 3 seasons in a row, yeah? In that time, yeah, you have been the most consistent, yeah? City's had ups and downs. Liverpool's had ups and downs. Even though you haven't proved it because you haven't got over the line, I would argue, on average, over them 3 seasons, you have been the best team in the league. You have added Eze. You needed goals. You added 98 goals in Gyökeres. You've got two dope centre-backs. You've got Madueke to make Saka rest. There's no more excuses, bro. This ain't fan
but
fair trying to put pressure on you.
But we ain't got excuses,
this is
though.
Facts.
We believe. I was wearing that medal a couple minutes
ago. Yeah, but Lippy doesn't.
No, but you're saying you don't know why they've got to do it. Because you've got to do it, bro.
I reckon we will.
Because if you don't, then surely it's let him go time. That means he's your Brendan Rodgers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because another gaffer has to win the
bro,
league.
I was saying last season De Zerbi, bro. Like I was saying, but we're never going to do it. But I was saying,
Joel.
You know what I mean?
Joel, Cheeky Sport Joel. Love you, by the way. We've known you for so long. You come and visit me at my crib in Florida.
Yeah, big friend.
Joel, all that into consideration, he just laid it on the ground perfect. If your team don't win the league, should your gaffer go? Should he get the sack?
I reckon you let the club deal with that, bro.
Exactly, man. You're asking him, but bro, what you're asking him like is like what he says matters, bro.
No, that's a real Obama answer. Yeah. A real, hey, give him his inauguration. That's presidential. That was a presidential answer, bro.
Well, good Obama. Sidestep. If your team don't win the league.
What's heck? That tone?
No. What's heck?
Oh, it's the same.
What do you think should happen to your gaffer?
I told you what I think should happen.
Go on.
I let the club deal with it.
Ask me.
Lippy, what do you think?
I think straight. No, straight. Don't get rid
keep
of
him.
One more chance.
You have to. Broski, like, this whole not conceding and like, it's because of him, innit? We can pretend that. Even if it's just because of the personnel, he's the reason the personnel's here. Saliba, long-term contract, like he's doing things that make me believe he needs to be around.
Do you think against Liverpool, like games like that, when that's the only game against the big boys, he should have been more positive? So you're doing the
two
clean
games,
sheet things.
Two games. City as well.
Okay.
City
like,
as well.
That's the two big teams you played against.
But again, but my thing is, let's just say, hypothetically, we... I don't even want to say it, yeah?
What?
Let's say we failed to win the league this year, yeah?
That's easy to say, man.
Let's just say we failed to win the league this year because of those two fixtures. Because it's possible, bro. It could be that. Literally, that could be come down to that, yeah? I think he has earned his right to get that right the next season. Because even though it's a big deal that we haven't won the league, if you look at, it's because of like smaller things every year for me. Last season for me was almost like Arteta showed us that we could still finish the league in a decent position even when we're not great. Our top scorers on 9 league goals and that. Like he's set foundations, bro. Bro. At our worst with Wenger, we was fourth.
Right.
And I feel like my man's done that with
I
us.
I hear
bro.
You, yeah, but I disagree with that one, man. Like we have to start
tension
with,
in
like,
the house.
A big club, innit? Like
but
big
who do
club.
We get, bro?
But that's the problem. He's not going to lose his job. Like what we've said, we're talking, you know, theoretically here. Yeah, he's not
hypothetically.
Whatever. Yeah, like even yeah.
Fear, no.
But hypothetically,
this is my thing, yeah? I use United as an example. I know these lot are happy and celebrating and everything. Me personally, I think they'll be in a better position now if they kept Ten Hag, bro. I don't think you lot would have come 15th. You wouldn't have to chase
him. You know what the issue with Ten Hag is, yeah? Is he wasn't handling the media correctly. He had the right intention, but when a man doesn't understand what is being translated and he's just making the club look worse and worse, you're like, it's just ridiculous.
He was
bro,
skimming
like.
Money off the transfers as well, allegedly. But anyway, Ten Hag.
He weren't doing that. He was allegedly using his agents, bro. There's a difference, bro.
And he didn't get paid for that, no?
No, I don't know.
Okay, right, anyway, skimming, I spoke to agents. Skimming. Allegedly. Lippy. My brethren, yeah, was with a girl for years. And every year, it was just little things. He wanted to leave her every year, but it was just little things. Like it was just little minor things. And it was like ended up being like 20 years. And in the end, they split up. But it was just little things each year. So it wasn't enough to leave. But sometimes you're going to have to leave. And I think...
Each year, though.
Each year.
You know what? Nah, but this is what it is. Do you know why that's a bad compare? But hear this though. Like, as much as I hear that, like, you need to apply more context. Because it's like, why is he leaving? Why is my man not leaving? There's obviously things there that's making him stay.
Okay.
You understand? And those things, and if you think, yo, the things that make me want to leave can be fixed.
Right, but can I say something on Arsenal? Can I say something? Because you lot know I'm not an Arsenal fan, obviously, but I don't hate you lot. I don't hate on you lot. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I just, I dislike Manchester United. I've had my moments with Chelsea, but Arsenal's cool, man. Always entertaining football and all that. And I'm going to say this, yeah? I said all that to say this. You've always entertained me football-wise, like, you know what I'm saying? This team, if it does win the league, I don't think it will, but if it does, it's going to be the least entertaining football.
It's the best
team.
Way, though.
No, but I'm saying it's going to be
the least. It's a Mourinho team, isn't it? It's like a Mourinho.
But even that Mourinho team, ball that. You knew if it goes wide.
This Arsenal team does ball out.
Exactly.
This Arsenal team balls out. It's just they got a bit more steel now.
Done this. They're 18th in goals.
Yeah, but brother, that's 18th. Goals. Hold on, 2 seconds.
But chances, they're probably high in chances.
The only good, because this is what it is. You lot are doing the youth them thing on Twitter where we're saying the only good football is attacking football. We play out the back. Our midfielders retain possession and we play good football. It's just our front three aren't clicking right now.
No, but with the tweaks that your gaffer makes, yeah, tactically, yeah, and it's done intentionally, and you can still say it's good football because it's defensive, yeah. With the defensive tweaks that he makes, I think he intentionally sacrifices that dynamism.
Dynamism, yeah.
Should I tell you the truth? You man ain't got Football Manager 2026. That's how I know.
Have you got it?
Yes, because now you got the option.
I got it.
Of play, you know, slower tempo. That's what we do. Slower tempo.
But Lippy. End of the day, I don't care.
Of course I don't care.
If we win the league and it's not entertaining. We ain't won it for 22 years, tell you the truth. Or something like that. I don't care.
Say winning it's entertaining.
No, I want to beat Liverpool as the worst Prem champions ever. Worst team. That's my aim.
What's our worst team?
Not the worst team, sorry. The easiest league, sorry. That's what I want.
COVID,
last year.
No, Arsenal create a lot of open chances from open play. They're fourth.
I listen, in other news, Wolves have sacked Vitor Pereira after a winless start to the season. And West Ham have won another game.
Pussios, there you go.
But in that game, a man from my primary school scored. Jacob Murphy, you lot was laughing at. You laugh at my guy in a draft, he scores.
One sec.
He's good.
He's a bad boy.
I know, no, you weren't here when he was laughing at me.
Okay, I weren't here. I love Jacob. I love the way he talks.
Bro.
You heard the way he talks?
Bro, I taught him
how to
talk,
bro.
I
love it. It's so posh.
Not taught him, but like I was there. You saw me, innit?
Boys, I'm not going to go past West Ham. Because I think we're getting it together.
I'm joking.
Juf, left back.
Bad boy.
Mustard.
You lot spy.
Bowen.
Quality.
Bowen, mustard. Wan-Bissaka, mustard. Yeah? Hey, Potsy, absolutely
seminars.
Mustard.
Seminars.
Yeah? Graham Potter?
Dan Potts, man.
Oh, I thought Graham Potter. I am
Somebody.
Somerville. Number seven.
He's Potsy.
Potts midfield. Dan Potts.
Graham Potter.
Three generations have played in that team from his family.
That's elite.
Yeah.
You done it.
Anyway, that's all. West Ham are back.
Back. One win.
You celebrated your one win.
Our one win made it six.
What?
We've got six in total, bro. Your one win's one.
We're just four behind you.
Their one win's one.
Two.
At two.
You're 4 points behind
them. No, four wins.
Four wins. Jesus Christ.
Like, comment, subscribe, join the Patreon, and join the Fantasy Football League. Cogue, UNL6R2. We're out.
Four wins is insane. That's 12 whole points, you know.